Hi there. Hello.
Hello, my name is Roger. I'm calling you
Roger.
From I'm calling from the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Can you help me answering a few questions?
How can I help you?
First, please tell me, is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment or condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
Oh, what is my home like?
Yes.
Yeah, single-family home.
Okay. And do you rent or own?
I own it.
Okay. And do you know when your house has been built?
Yes, 1967.
Okay. And have any upgrade modification have been made to your property?
Yes.
Can you tell me if it was roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage
roofing
upgrades?
We've had roofing upgrades recently. We've got window upgrades, door upgrades.
Okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Of Florida?
Yes.
45 years.
Okay. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, 3, 4, or 5?
All of the above.
Okay. And can you tell me the name of the year of the tropical storm?
Which tropical storm?
The most recent one. The one you suffered the most, for example.
Oh, gosh, I don't remember the name of it. They come and go so quickly around here.
Or the year of the last
one? I'm sorry? Say again, the last one was here just 2 years ago.
Okay. What about the
hurricane? I want to say it was Charlie, but I'm not sure.
Okay, what about the hurricane category 1?
Yes. Yeah, and that one too.
Okay. And what about the category 2? Do
yes.
you remember the year?
No.
The same. Oh, okay.
Yes. I've been in 45 years, I've been in every category of hurricane you can imagine. And I've been in ground zero once. And so for you to nitpick it over a 45-year period, I can't do that for you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
And what was the estimated damage in dollars? Do you know?
Approximately $20,000.
Okay. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of the damage to your home? Was the debris?
Wind.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
I would say not too vulnerable.
Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare? For a
evacuate.
Hurricane? Okay. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When the hurricane watch is issued, it's possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, this is expected within 36 hours. And when your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
No, I would say 48 hours.
Okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. And can you tell me three sources of information that you have? Internet sources such as social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
All right. You were breaking up a little bit in the beginning. Can you redo that question?
Okay, yeah. Can you tell me your top three sources of information? We have internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
I would say TV, radio, and family.
Okay. And on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I'd say 5.
And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, property taxes, cost of childcare, transportation cost, loss of income or employment, or any other you have in mind?
No.
None of them?
None of them.
Okay. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes.
In flood or evacuation, or in both?
Actually, both.
Okay. And what is the letter designation for the flood zone, A, B, or C?
A.
Okay. And for the evacuation, it's A, all hurricanes, B, category 3 and above, C, if advised by authorities, B and E as well.
Believe it's a B.
Okay. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, when the hurricane warning is issued, 48 hours, 36 hours, if a hurricane 3 or stronger was about to hit your home within the 24 hours, or if an emergency management official ordered you to evacuate.
If it's a 3 or above, is that what you said?
A
3 or above?
3 or above is within 24
48 hours.
Okay. And if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter? To a house?
Family.
Of a nurse? Okay. And may I know how many vehicles are available in your household?
3.
Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I'm not quite sure. I believe it's $5,500.
Okay. And how confident are you that you could come up with $5,500 for an expected hurricane damage?
No problem.
You're certain?
I'm confident, yes.
Okay. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? In the last 1 year, has decreased or has increased? In the last year?
It's increased.
And somewhat or significantly?
Somewhat.
It's less than 10%.
Less than 10%, yes.
Okay. What about in the last 1 to 3 years? Has increased or decreased? Or remained the same?
Actually, it's probably increased about the same annually.
Okay. Is the same for the last 3 to 5 years? We are speaking more time ago.
It's increased.
Okay. The same amount?
No, much less, but
okay.
Just the past 3-4 years, it's increased much more than it did for quite a long time.
Okay, and what about from the 5 to 10 years, the last 5 to 10 years, have increased or decreased?
Increased.
Less than 10% or more than 10%?
Less.
Okay. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or something? Or you continue paying the higher rate?
No, we changed provider.
Okay. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value of, for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80%, 60%, or less than 60%?
80.
Okay. And which of the following will you consider taking if insurance costs of homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home in the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you wouldn't move from your home?
Well, all of the above are options that would be considered.
Which will be the first one?
Probably staying.
Okay. And in the recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have been paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Cancel the homeowner insurance policy?
We have no mortgage.
Okay. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I can't hear him. No. This is all statistics. I'm sorry, say again.
And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal, state, local, or the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
All of the above.
Okay. And on a scale from 1 to 5, which 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
The local building codes are being enforced?
Yes.
How
confident you are?
Okay. 4.
What about the local land issue planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Four.
And that the new development takes into account hurricane wind risk?
3.
The new development takes into account flood risk?
3.
That the building codes are strict as they should be to mitigate cost?
2.
And I would like to ask you a few questions about the sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property... Okay. And will you consider selling your home in... Will you consider selling your home in a private market as a part of a government buyout program, or neither of them?
Ooh, well, that's a tough one. In a government-controlled buyout?
Yeah, or a private market.
I would go with the private market.
Okay. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase the income taxes, increase the property taxes, both income and property taxes, or something else you have in mind?
Adjust spending.
Okay. Adjust spending. And most of the Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation. This is under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you concerned?
On a scale of 1 to 5? Yeah, I am concerned.
And extremely, moderately, or somewhat?
Moderately.
Or slightly. Okay. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? The neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family members, proximity to your job, or something else you have in mind?
Proximity to family.
Okay. Can you tell me other two reasons?
Oh, yes. The neighborhood.
Okay.
And crime.
Okay. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year? Between 1 and 3? 3 or 5? 5 to 10? 10 to 20? Or more than 20 years to come?
10 to 20.
Okay. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. And can you tell me your age?
70.
Okay. And may I know your gender? I just need you to say it.
Male,
female, or opposite. Okay. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
And do you have any persons below 12 years old? 12 years old?
No.
And 65 and older?
Yes.
And 2. Okay. And may I know your marital status? Single, married, widowed, divorced, separated?
Married.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school that completed by any adult member in your household? Less than high school, high school, some college?
College.
Graduate?
Yes.
Okay. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And what racial groups do you identify yourself? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian, Native American, or something
else? Caucasian.
Okay. And what language is the most often spoken in your home? English or Spanish? Okay. And can you tell me the which income range for your household is under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, less than 50, less than 75, or $75,000 to $100,000, or over
$100,000? Under 100. Yeah.
Okay. More than 75?
Yes.
Okay. And this is all that I need now. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate.
Yes. Could you fill me in one more time on what the census is for?
And this is for Florida International University. This is just for the opinion of the perception for hurricane threats and damage reduction, and as well for the current economic situation, how it affects you and the people in your area, actually.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Bye now.
Bye.